Can you believe everything you see on TV? Well, of course the answer is no. Just because you see something on your TV, it doesn't mean that it is the truth. Some very popular shows that are now on nowadays make this evident. Some examples of this are Ancient Aliens, Ghost Hunters, Close Encounters, or even Searching for Sasquatch. They play off of people's imagination and speculation that these fantastic things are real and legitimate. One of my favorite shows growing up as a child was Ripley's Believe It or Not. They would present these crazy, unbelievable stories about weird things that happened or people with incredible abilities. The title of the show implies that these things you're about to witness are so incredible, they are hard to believe. But they were true. Believe it or not, but what you will see is true. If they were just made up, then the show would lose its appeal. The Bible today is seen in this light. Sure, it's a great story, but isn't to be believed completely. From what we know about science, the creation account can't be true. Mankind is the highest form of intelligence, and we know that the Bible can't be true. Well, believe it or not, Jesus is the only way to eternal life. We read from 1 John 5, 4-12. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So, are these events true? Is the Bible to be believed? Did Jesus truly raise the dead from the grave? Is this to be believed or not? Well, we know the answer to this question. But from the perspective of the world and the perspective of the flesh, they shout a resounding no to the Bible. Why won't they believe? Why does the sinful man doubt the word of God? Mankind sees itself as simply it simply isn't. Smart. When you work from the assumption that man is the highest form of intelligence, the Bible gets thrown out the window. There simply is no need for it. Something like a worldwide flood could never have happened. Evolution is much more likely than a catastrophic flood. And a resurrection? The dead don't become alive again ever. The only way to get around it is by modern medicine. This is a sad reality that people don't believe the Bible. They say that they don't believe from an educated and scientific point of view, but it is really a fleshly point of view. What it really boils down to is that the flesh of mankind hates what the Bible has to say. They hate that it condemns their way of life. It steals their so-called liberties and rights. They can't get around what the Bible says because it doesn't make sense to them. There's a group of people who call themselves the Freedom from Religion Foundation that have been in the news lately. These people actively fight in any promotion of any religion. Founded in our own state of Wisconsin, the FFRF's latest tirade has been against the college football program at Clemson University. Their head coach had handed out Bibles to his players. They also put up a sign at the state capitol for Holy Week. The sign read, "Nobody died for our quote-unquote sins. Jesus Christ is a myth." They actively seek to destroy the Bible. In this sinful world, it isn't that shocking to see this type of thing. A lot of people aren't this radical, but the sentiment is shared. The idea of who even knows if there's anything besides this life is a very common one. People who don't believe the Bible are making noise. The noise they make is referred to in verse 10 of our text. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Here is where all the scoffing and denying of the Word of God has some serious consequences. It's all fine and dandy to say, oh, Jesus, yeah, he was a good teacher, a good person to strive to be like, but he wasn't God. He didn't die to take away sins or anything like that. He was just a guy whose main message was to be a good person. But here lies the problem. When you say that, you are calling God a liar. You are saying that the words of God are incorrect and that you are smarter than he is. God is not a liar. The words that you are denying came from the same mouth that created the entire cosmos. He created the same person who is calling him a liar. This is true blindness for the created to deny the creator. But what about you and me? Do we ever call God a liar? Maybe not in those words, but how many times do we know what the Bible says, and yet we go the other way? How often have we not obeyed the great commandment in the law, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself? It's easy to look down on the sinful world, but we also need to look into a mirror and see our own true sinfulness. But there is a difference between us and the world, and it's mentioned in our text. Verse 10 and 11. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It's true that our sinful flesh drags us down on a daily basis, but while the world and the flesh call God a liar, our new man believes the witness and the testimony, namely, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. When we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life. Our eternal life is by faith. It's not the faith in ourselves or in the power of mankind, but it is faith built on Christ's work. This faith built on Jesus' work gives us the confidence. On the show Ripley's Believe It or Not, they would talk about something so fantastic it was unbelievable. But then they would show you with the camera that it was in fact true. They had the proof to back it up. You almost still couldn't believe your eyes, but there was the proof. The flesh shares the same skepticism. I'll believe it when I see it. But what does the Bible have to say? Verse 6 and 7. This is he who came by the water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. Here, in 1 John, we have the Bible speaking in defense of itself. More specifically, the work of Jesus. Jesus is he who came by water and blood. He started his ministry at his baptism, the water, and his ministry concluded at his crucifixion, where the innocent blood was shed. Jesus willingly suffered for you and me. Even though he did nothing wrong, he shed that blood for us on the cross. The Holy Spirit is the third and chief witness. He was at the baptism of Jesus in the form of the dove, and all throughout his ministry. These indeed are the three that bear witness. And they agree that Jesus was indeed the Messiah sent here to pay for the sins of the whole world. Believe it or not, but the proof is there staring at you in the eyes. The fact that God told us all of this is proof as well. We take man's word as true. In verse 9, God says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. God's word is to be believed. When it all comes down to proof of Jesus, or the validity of the Bible, we have the best kind of proof. We have the water, the blood, and the Spirit, which all agree. We have the testimony of God himself, which is far superior to any testimony that man can provide. We also have faith. Faith that is built on Jesus, and worked into us by the Holy Spirit. Faith that is able to grasp the truth. Because of all of this, we have overcome the world. Verse 4, 5, and 12. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. You have overcome the world. You are born of God. This process happened through word and sacraments to give you faith. That faith, which is built on Jesus and his ministry, is the victory that has overcome the world. That faith, which believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who first overcame the world, is victory and life. Because we have the Son, we also have eternal life. Brothers and sisters, we have overcome the world. We have the great confidence that God has given us to believe this. The Word of God, which is in your hearts by the Holy Spirit, has given you this confidence. It's true that we may have doubts, but when we look at what Scripture tells us, we can be reassured that everything that Jesus did for you during Holy Week is 100% true. He is the Son of God. He has paid for your sins, and you now inherit eternal life. Believe it. Amen.